Christ. I want you, before we begin this message, for those who have a Bible, I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 2. It's found on page 157 of the Bible that's been handed out. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. This kind of relates to the message I'm going to preach, and Pastor, we don't have the transparency on either.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you the background of what I'm about to say.
I could do that if you want.
I don't matter whoever does it best. Is the projector on?
Well, the projector's not on. We're a little bit confused this morning.
Yeah, is it turned on?
Sure. While he's doing that, I want to give you the background of what I'm about to say. I was in the laundromat. I go to the laundromat every week to wash my clothes.
Amen.
And while I was at the laundromat, Matt, I had my Bible open. I was reading my Bible. And a gentleman saw me reading the Word of God, and he came over to me and he asked me what church I was going to. I said, the Potsdam Bible Church. And then his declaration turned to following. There's nowhere in the Bible where we are declared to worship, we are commanded to worship Jesus on Christmas. Matter of fact, Jesus wasn't born probably on Christmas, and he's right about that. Now, his key words were, there's nowhere in the Bible where God commands us to worship Jesus at Christmas. And December 25th, he probably wasn't born on that day. And the Lord gave me a word as calm as possible. And this is the passage that I gave to him as to what I'm about to say. It's Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. This is not part of the message. That's not part of the message, although it ties in with the message. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize for delighting in abasement. Verse 16. Therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to food or drink or respect to a festival or new moon or a Sabbath day. Let me repeat. Verse 16. Let no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or new moon or Sabbath day. I said to this gentleman, no, Jesus Christ was probably not born on the 25th of December. But the Bible says we are not to let anyone judge men according to these kinds of things. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Not only that, I said informed Christians know that the early Christians tried to divert new converts from worshiping a pagan deity, which was on the 25th, just coming out of paganism, coming out from those festivals. December 25th was a religious festival, but the early Christian leaders tried to divert other Christians from worshiping, coming out of paganism, to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? It is imperative that you and I get into the Word of Truth to rightly divide the Word of Truth and to defend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why you got to get into the Word yourself. You can't. I was thinking of, you can't depend on me. You can't depend on others.
Amen.
You have. It is imperative,
Amen,
to get into the Word of God yourself and let Him speak to you so you might be able to defend who Jesus is and all the other things that surround Him. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
I would like for you to turn your attention, if you will, to what I said I was going to do last week. Finish with Psalm 22, verses 19 through 21. So here we go. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, my strength. Hasty to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my garment from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Ye that all ye that seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye that seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. Verse 25, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord and seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kingdoms of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. None can keep alive his own soul. Number three. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Now here's some comments. Good. Back to verse 19. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, my strength. Haste thee to help me. There's another translation. But be not thou afar off, O Jehovah, O thou my succor, my help. Haste thee to me. And here's one more. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Number four. O Lord, my strength. The sufferer, that is Jesus Christ, calls him, that is God the Father, Ayaluth, that is, O my strength. The very essence of strength, as it were the idea or the ideal of strength. I'm not going to comment yet. Number five. So the Son of God calls his Father Ayaluth, that is, the Son of God calls his Father, O my strength. That needs to be repeated. I don't know if you're keeping up with me. Kind of hard, I know. The sufferer, that is Yeshua, Jesus, calls God the Father a Yaluth, that is, O my strength. The very essence of strength, as it were, or the idea of strength. Let me ask you today. As I was coming in, I saw a lady, and Brenda, I hope you don't mind. I know she's under a She's under some type of burden. I could see it. And she's here this morning. I said, Brenda, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask you. Sometimes when you see someone who's under a lot of stress, and you can see it in their eyes, you can see it in their demeanor, do you take time and say, I'm going to pray for you? Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen. Lord, Lord.
Do you get a time when you can say, you know, the Lord is your strength. Depend on him. Question. If Jesus Christ, God the Father, Son, is God the Son, and is therefore himself Almighty, why did he call on his Father for strength? Before answering this question, good, you're on the right page. let's make sure Jesus Christ is called God in the way of the Scripture. Now, here we go. Matthew 1:22-23. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what, ladies and gentlemen?
God with us.
Romans 9:5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom as cutting the flesh Christ came, who is over all God, blessed forever. There's been many people, many translators, but the general concession is what it really says right here. Whose are the fathers of, and of whom was concerning Christ Jesus, or Christ came, who is over all God, blessed forever. Titus 1:3. But has in due times manifested his word in preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. In context is Jesus Christ. John 1:1-2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our eyes have handled of the word of life. 7. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 I'm always getting off the subject a little bit. The one who came to redeem was God the Son, the eternal Son of the living God. But do not the following scriptures point out and reveal that Jesus became hungry, became thirsty, was tired? Doesn't that mean he was human?
Yeah.
Number 8. Now in the morning as he returned to the city, he hungered. Jesus Christ had hunger. And yet he said, I am the bread of life. John 4:6-7. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaritan draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me his drink. He got thirsty. Mm-hmm. Once again, pointing to his humanity. John 2:12. After this, he went to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brother, and his disciples, and then continued there not many days. Number 9. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Every born again Christian should be aware that when they pass from this life, they're going to be with the Lord Jesus. Death has no sting. 1 John 4:2. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming into the flesh is of God. I want to reflect upon this verse. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming into the flesh is of God. His comes in the perfect tense, which means he rose from the grave. In a body, and he still has a human body. Can I get a witness? Don't you let anyone tell you that Jesus Christ is a spirit being. In him, Colossians 2:12, dwells all the fullness of God in a human body. He's still a human. He's the God-man. He's 100% God and 100% man. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's the person who died for your sins. Let's put his humanity and his deity together. Number 10. Have this mind which was also in Christ Jesus. Do you realize that you, Christian, can have the mind of Christ?
Yes.
Do you realize that? Do you realize the awesomeness of the Spirit of God transforming your life to the degree that you can have the mind of Christ? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being of an equality with God a thing to be grasped. He didn't hold on to it. He was equal with God, but he didn't hold on to it. What happened? He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross. I was reading this yesterday, which is not a part of these notes. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross, he could see, they stared at him, he could see his bones were out of joint. Why did he do it, Brother Bruce? Because he loved you. I'm going to put this back in there. What do you think I should put it back in there? For God so loved you and me that he sent the Son of his love to be a propitiation. What's that mean, Brother Bruce? It means he absorbed God's wrath for you and me. Can I get away?
Amen.
So that the wrath of God would not be poured out on you, he poured it on his Son.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you, which was also, number 11, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made of the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So say the word obedient.
Obedient.
How obedient are you and I to the message of the cross, of telling people about this great God and Savior? Have you opened your mouth this week and said something about who Jesus is? Or is he mute? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Don't get quiet on me.
Oh, come on.
Be not far from me, O Lord, all my strength. Now this is for those who are at my heavy burden, including me. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, all my strength. Jesus, help me. When we cannot rejoice in God as our song, let us stay upon ourselves, upon him as our strength, and take the comfort of spiritual support that we cannot come as spiritual delights. I didn't say that, but let me just make it clear. When there's not a song in your mouth, you just can't sing it. Just remember, God is still your strength. Can I get a
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's there. He says, be not far from me. Well, he isn't far from you. He's right there, if you just recognize him. Can I get a witness?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Assuming that, in this verse, which we just read, the description of affliction has reached its climax, for the parting of and the casting lot, for the garments assumed a certain death of the suffering mind of the enemies. Number 13, assuming the certainty of death in the mind of Jesus' enemies. But how about in the mind of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? I'm going to say it again in case I lost you.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming the certainty of death in the mind of Jesus' enemies. But what about in the mind of God Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good, you have it up. Acts 10:40. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. God the Son. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showeth us that seem to do these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple and building, and will you raise it up in 3 days? 14. But Jesus spoke of the temple of his body. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
In case you didn't get it, God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus declared, I'm going to raise my own self from the dead.
Amen.
But what about the Holy Spirit? Romans 8:11. But the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. I didn't say that right. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
So God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. But not only that, did you get that? That dwell in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in every Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this pointed question. Does the Holy Spirit have His way in your life?
Amen.
Or is He subdued, waiting for you to say, okay, have it your way? Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Literally, my darling means my only one, my solitary one. Let me go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, His unique Son of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know Jesus just as a prophet, if you just know Him as a priest, but if you don't recognize Him as the eternal Son of God, you're incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way. I know you've heard it before. I'm going to say it again, and it's not in your notes. In the beginning. Say it in the beginning.
In the beginning.
You don't have to say the rest. I'm going to go on. In the beginning was the Logos,
the Word.
And the Word
became flesh.
Was with God. What's that mean, Brother Bruce? It means the Word had a person, face-to-face relationship with the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word had a face-to-face relationship with the Father, and the Word was God. Well, does that mean that Jesus Christ is God the Father? No, here's what it means. It means whatever God the Father is, in essence, that's what Jesus is.
Oh, no.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, I don't know who I'm talking to, but never confuse Jesus Christ, the Son of God, with God the Father. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Don't confuse them. Let me say it again. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Word had a face-to-face relationship with God. And yet the Word was God. Why do you bring that up, Brother Bruce? I'm going to say it again. Because the Son of God to lose, in a sense, lose that face-to-face relationship and come down in the form of a servant for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the key. How, concluding me, shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's possible for you and me, I'm pointing the finger, yes, at me, to neglect this so great salvation. Maybe you ought to complete this with me, John 14:6. I am. Come on, the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Number 15. Save me from the lion's den, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard from me from the horns of the unicorn. Having experienced deliverance in the past from great enemies who were stronger than the unicorns, I'm going to stop right there. God has come through for you and me so many times. How come we can't trust him again and again? Can I get away with
that?
He's brought you through many a storm, and you thank him for bringing, but then another crisis comes up, and you question his faithfulness again. Can I get a witness? Even when I'm unfaithful, God is still faithful. This prayer was heard, and the gloom of the cross departed. Thus faith, though surely beaten and even cast between the feet of his enemy, ultimately wins the victory. Ladies and gentlemen, your victory is in Jesus Christ. It's not in your good works, although we should have them. It's not in your prayers, although we should. It's in Jesus.
Amen.
No, I did not say that your prayers don't count, because they certainly count, and he wants you to worship him, he wants you to praise him, but your ultimate victory is a person. It's in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't forget to pray.
Amen.
Don't forget to have fellowship with other born-again Christians. Don't forget to get into the Word. And don't forget about who Jesus is.
Amen.
We have overcome the unicorn. We shall conquer the lion. And from both lion and unicorn, we shall take the crown. Say crown. Can you say
crown?
I haven't said this for a long time. As far as I can discern, there's 5 crowns in the Bible, and I'm not going to go over it. Don't you know that God wants to give you a crown for faithful stewardship?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to give you a crown.
Amen.
I want you to finish this for me. Well done,
my good and faithful
servant. You didn't say success, but you'll have success if you're faithful.
Right.
Again, I don't know who I'm talking to. There's some of you that are in here that God wants you to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't know why I'm saying this, and you haven't talked to them yet. Ask God to give you the courage to talk to them.
Amen. Sir, amen.
Number 16. I will declare thy name. Listen to that. I will declare thy name unto the brethren in the midst of the congregation. People standing up in here. I don't mind people praising the Lord. You should mind. You should be able to raise your hand. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
When you were out in the world, you did what you wanted to do. Now you come in here, you're trying to be Mr. Goody Two-Shoes.
Right.
How about openly praising Jesus Christ?
Amen.
I saw some people raising their hand today. Sometimes we have a prayer committee. I could call a prayer committee back there. Brother Charles and others of us go back there and praise the Lord with a whole hand. That's what we should do.
Amen.
I will proclaim thy name unto my brethren. The sufferer now delivered sees both his agonies and his release will be productive. Someday, you and I are going to get a brand new body. A body that doesn't suffer anymore. Can I get a witness? A transformed body. No more aches.
No more pain.
No more pain.
No more.
No more hammers. No more teeth missing. A brand new body. A body like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Will it ever cease? No. Number 17. for both he that sanctify, say sanctify.
Sanctify.
And they who are sanctified. Well, Jesus was set apart for you.
17.
And who are sanctified. Say sanctified again.
Sanctify.
Don't you know, Christian? You're bought with a price.
Therefore, glorify
you
God.
You are not your own. You are to glorify God in your body and in your spirit.
Amen.
Which is. He set you apart. You can't live like you used to live. Can I get away from
that?
The Holy Spirit won't let you do it.
Amen.
Unless you got the fullness of doom. And then God got to work on you because he'll bring you back. He might have to lay you down.
Oh, Lord.
Before he brings you back.
Amen.
He might have to get you on your knees more often before he brings you back. But he'll get you back.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. But on the other hand, and I want you to look this up. I'm not going to make this up. First John says, you keep on sinning, you keep on running around, you keep on doing, this. God's got something for you. You got to get away from
it. Yes, he does. Amen.
I won't tell you what it is. It's in 1 John chapter 5. You look it up. 1 John chapter 5. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all one. For which God is not ashamed to call them brethren. God's son not ashamed to call his brother or sister in Christ. He's not ashamed. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Psalm 22:22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. I'm not going to be able to read those all day. I know I'm not. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to. This is number 18. Good, you got it. The delights of Jesus are always with his church, and hence his thoughts, after much distraction, return from the first moment of relief to their usual channel. He forms fresh designs for the benefit of his beloved ones. He is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I praise, sing praise unto him. Here's the next one, and I have a note over here. Among his first resurrection words were these, go to my brethren. I'm going to go with that again. Among his first resurrection words were, go to my brethren. I'm going to ask you a question. When is the first time Jesus talked to you about you need to get saved? Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
We've been talking to some of you over and over and over again. Well, how's that tie with this? Let me say it over again. After his first resurrection, we go to my brother. I'm going to say this, and I'm taking it out of context, but I know I can use it. Behold, I'm standing at the door. And I'm knocking. I don't know who you are. Won't you let him in? Go to 20. You there? Good. Keel and DeLeach, that's two Hebrew scholars, point out that the Old Testament word congregation is equivalent to the New Testament word ecclesia, meaning called out ones. Question. You gotta go up, brother. You gotta copy up. That's up. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Say ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
Come on, say ecclesia. That means out, ecclesia means called. So called out ones. Now I want you to answer this pointed question. Are you one of the called out ones? Are you? If you are, you're part of the body of Christ. And in the body of Christ, he has something for you and me to do. Whether it's witnessing, whether it's encouraging, whether it's praying, he's got something he's laid on your heart to be a part of the body of Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Don't be a long ranger Christian.
Hold on. Long ranger.
I don't know what you said, but it must have been on point. We need help.
Oh, amen.
All the time.
Some of you could stay after church and help us wipe down the vacuum.
Amen.
Amen. Wipe off the different chairs.
Yeah.
There's other things. You can pray for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, as I told you this morning, I saw this look on her face. I'm not going to tell you what it was again. And I could see that she was troubled. I asked her, could I pray for her?
Right.
Are you sensitive enough to pray for somebody else? Yeah. Let me put it this way. And don't get offended. Is it all about you?
Oh.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
How about somebody else?
Right.
Somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to throw in another thing. The more you give God, He gives you back double or triple.
Oh, yes,
He does.
Yes, He does.
I'm going to say it again. You cannot outgive God.
No,
you
can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You
can't. Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Whether it be money, whether it be time, whatever it is, you cannot outgive God.
Amen. Thank you.
After all, this is not even us. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
Amen.
Tom and I were upstairs this morning. We were the only two upstairs. And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. Tom and I. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You know what Tom said to me? We're two or three.
Okay.
Yes. Lord, gather in His name.
He is.
Right.
I'm not worried if one person comes. If two or three are gathered in His name, He's there.
Right.
And
right.
I used to get discouraged when no one came out. But God said in His Word, whether you're praying with your spouse, whether you're praying with others, where two or three are gathered in His name, He's there.
Amen.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I don't care. I don't mean it. I'm not trying to insult you. I don't care if you never come upstairs. Jesus is there.
Right.
He's in your bedroom.
Yes.
I'm going to be funny too. He's in your bathroom too.
Yes,
he's everywhere.
Yes.
Why is He everywhere? Because He's God. We are called brethren. Not only because of our physical ties, the body, but also spiritual. We the fear of the Lord. You know what's wrong with us?
We're not afraid.
Notice I said us. I'm not trying to pick on you.
We
don't have an awesome, reverent fear of who God is.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Well,
we don't.
But Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Moses was afraid to look upon God in the very bush. God said to him, take off your shoes, for you are on holy ground. When you come into God's house, dismantle yourself of all those things that don't belong in the church. Can I get
away?
Amen.
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 Right.
Show respect for God.
I was talking to a brother, Howie Shankwell. Raise your hand, my brother. Howie would like to. Last week, Howie and I went over a verse in Isaiah. I want you to turn to it. I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 6. So go ahead.
Okay.
Now, I want you to catch this.
What verse?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't give you the verses. Verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 6, chapter 1 through 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train, or his robe, filled the temple. Let me read that again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train, or his robe, filled the temple. And it stood above it, stood the seraphims. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of our hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Why did you give me that, Brother Bruce? Here's why I gave you that. I want you to go to John chapter 12. That's in the New Testament. John chapter 12. Verse 41. You're going to have to read the rest yourself, but this is the connection. John chapter 12, verse 41. These things said Isaiah, which means Isaiah, when he saw his glory and spake of him. This verse refers to Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
So what Isaiah saw prophetically is in Jesus Christ in John chapter 4, verse 41. Who did Isaiah see? He saw the Lord Jesus, high and lifted up. Jehovah God, the Son. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I prefer the name Yahweh.
Yeah.
But sometimes I call him by common name Jehovah. But it's better translated Yahweh. Well, what do you want to call me Yahweh for? I'll tell you why. Because the word Yahweh means to be. What does that mean? That means he's from everlasting to everlasting. He is God.
Amen.
Why do you keep stressing that? I'll tell you why I keep stressing that. Some of you don't realize the value, the cost that was paid on Calvary for you and me. It's the utmost cost.
Amen.
Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, we ought to be living like we're the children of God. I didn't get no amen to that part. You gotta get it. 23. I'm going to go to the bottom. Go to 24. I'm going to go to the bottom. It says A, repeat. 24.
Do you have more?
24. It's on 24. 24. Mm-hmm. It starts with AVP. If you can't read it, that's okay. I'm going to say it anyhow. As he reads it, he might not be able to get it because it's hard to keep up with me sometimes. But I have to skip
this one here.
You got it. Go pull it up.
It says AVP.
There you go. Humble all. Say humble all.
Humble all.
God, it's so necessary, a preparation for praising him. That none are fit to sing to his honor, but such as reverence his word. For this fear is consistent with the highest joy, and is not to be confounded with legal bondage. What do you mean by that? Humble awe is so necessary in preparation for praising God. You just read Isaiah chapter 6. What did the seraphim say? Holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty and the whole earth. How about you and I, Christian? Is he holy? Is God Almighty holy? If he is, why can't we ask him? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But this is not to be confounded with legalism. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do this. That won't get you there.
No.
I got to do this to stay saved. I got to give my money, and it should be. It should be your tithe, whatever God lays on your life. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
But they don't keep us saved.
No.
The only thing that I can brag about that keeps us saved is the finished work of Him who said, "It is finished."
Amen.
Go to 26. I'm going to give you time to get it. Done?
Yep.
Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why would every Christian have the Holy Spirit? Every Christian does have the Holy Spirit. But every Christian is not filled with the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One indwelling, but many filters. Here it is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled. And the Greek is real, it really is, but be being filled. Keep on being filled.
Amen.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks. Say giving thanks. The problem with Brother Bruce, maybe the problem with you, is that you don't give thanks.
Amen.
You're always on the gimme end.
Gimme
end. How about giving thanks for what God has already done? He got you up this morning. You want to get you put your socks on, didn't you? You put your shoes on, didn't you? You were able to bend down, didn't you?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Give thanks.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For me shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord and seek Him. Your heart shall live forever.
Yeah.
Say heart.
Heart.
Taking this out of context, allowing God to have Jesus Christ in here.
Mm-hmm.
But He needs to be here and here.
Amen.
It's a relationship.
That's what He needs to do.
Right.
He needs to take over.
Take over. Amen.
In the true only sacrifice, there shall be such a provision for all believers. They shall be fools of joy. Say fools of joy.
Fools of joy.
Then again, fools of
joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christians, if you don't have any joy, you're missing out. You're missing out. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Not joy. And it doesn't have to depend on your circumstance. Jesus, the true sacrifice, is the bread that came down from heaven. They who eat of this bread shall never die. You believe that?
Yeah.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of that."
Right.
I've got to go on, brother. I've got to go on to number 29.
Wait on.
Yes.
Yo.
Got it. They shall worship before Jesus the Savior. And I'm going to say this again and again and again. Throughout the New Testament, people fell down to worship Jesus. And He did not refuse. But angels refused to be worshipped. And in Hebrews chapter 1, I'm not going to turn to it. Hebrews chapter 1, I think it's verse 8. God commanded all the angels of God to worship His Son. Can I get a witness? Who do you worship? Don't you let any false teacher tell you that you can't worship Jesus Christ.
Well, right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
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 people I wanted to get to. And I'm glad I'm right on time. The Son of God subjected himself. I want you to realize something before I even begin this. The Son of God was always subject to his Father. That doesn't make him inferior to his Father. Can I get a witness? If you are married, your wife should be subject to you. But that doesn't make her inferior. She should be seen the same order that you do. This hunky dory stuff about you gotta listen to me all the time. Well, how about giving some rubbish to that lady you married?
Amen.
Right. Treat her like a gold mine.
Yeah.
Because that's what she is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you call her sweetie pie sometimes?
Yeah.
Why don't you call her my darling?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what you do when you first got married. Gotta get a witness.
Yeah, amen.
Don't let that light go out. Jesus hands it over. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and authority and power. For he must reign. He hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Yes.
30. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he has set all things put under his feet, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued under him, pay attention, then shall the Son also be subject unto him that puts all things under him, that God may be all in all. Well, you see that very verse? Jesus Christ is subject to the Father. That's true. Examining Jesus, handing it over. The act of Jesus handing it over, the kingdom of God, does not mean that God's will over the whole creation. In these verses, you have to look them up myself because I don't have time. Christ and God's kingdom is forever and ever. The fact that Jesus Christ handed over the kingdom to God, I'm going to answer it right now. What? Verse 31. What Paul means is that the Son will deliver to God the Father a fully reconciled kingdom which all his enemies have been defeated. Paul is speaking of a stage in the kingdom of God in which God's Son, Jesus Christ, in this stage or age, focused on bringing people redemption from sin and salvation from all powers and death. Can I get an amen? In case you don't understand, Jesus conquered death, and then he gave the reconciled kingdom all to his Father, but that doesn't make him less than his Father.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Gotta stop. I'm not gonna go on. You have to get my notes. I'm gonna give you one proof text that the kingdom of God the Father and his Son is forever and ever. I want you to go to Revelation chapter 5. Verse 13 and 14. I'm going to start with verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne, that's God the Father, and to the who? The land be the blessing and the honor and the glory and dominion. How long?
Forever and ever.
And the poor living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and did, what did they do?
Worship.
Who they worship, Brother Bruce? They worship the one sitting on the throne and the Lamb.
Amen.
A kingdom that never ends. I'm ready for that song, but if you can turn the speakers off. It's number 7. How do I get this? Where's it at? Number 7.